Blog Talk Radio.
Believe in the justice system, they tell you. It works. Just have faith. All the things they tell you after being a victim of heinous crime and prejudice. Don't seek your own revenge. Don't be a vigilante. The system works. Go through the legal system. Do it the right way. Well, today, that system has failed yet another black man. But who cares, right? He was guilty of something. He had to be. Maybe if his pants weren't sagging, he wouldn't be attracting unnecessary attention. Who knows? Maybe if he wasn't black, he'd be better off. Who knows? But in either case, it doesn't matter. He's dead. At the hands of Washington County deputies. Now, that man was 58-year-old Uri Lee Martin. Now, Middle Georgia Judicial Circuit District Attorney Hayward Altman presented charges to a grand jury back on December 19th against former Washington County deputies Henry L. Clopin, Rhett Scott, and Michael Howell based on facts. Not rumors, not innuendos, but the actual facts. The state attorney said. They will be sentenced for criminal indictment for the offenses of felony murder. They will be considered for the indictment of involuntary manslaughter, for the offense of false imprisonment, for the offense of aggravated assault, for the offense of simple battery, and for the offense of reckless conduct. Sounds like the system is working. Working in our favor. Wonderful. Those officers were fired because they didn't follow correct procedures on use of force, according to Sheriff Thomas Smith. Beautiful. Sounds great. Symbolism. Maybe we're finally getting somewhere. Sounds like everything was open and shut, right? Wrong. Think again. It has recently been reported that Judge H. Gibbs Flanders, Jr., just threw out the indictment on the grounds that there was no official transcript of the grand jury testimony. Apparently, this seasoned prosecutor, state attorney guy, Mr. Altman, Middle Georgia Judicial Circuit District Attorney Hayward Altman, say that three times fast, made a mistake when he told the court reporter, in error, she was not needed the day of the grand jury. She was not needed the day the grand jury met in a closed session. That's what the judge said. That's what the state attorney did. He made a mistake. His bad. So because of his error, the case gets thrown out on those three officers. Thankfully not with prejudice, but it gets thrown out. So somehow, some way, Mr. Prosecutor Man, who's been doing this forever, who's made a career out of doing this, sent away the court reporter by mistake, something he's made a living doing of seeking justice. And if you actually go to his profile page, it says, this is the Middle Judicial Circuit of Georgia Office of the District Attorney, Hayward Altman, featured, seek justice, serve justice, do justice. He says the district attorney's office prosecutes felony crimes throughout the Middle Circuit. This includes both in cities and in unincorporated areas in the counties of the circuit. From Metter to Sandersville and everywhere in between, I have passionately advocated for the rights of individuals who have been the victims of crime and, above all else, sought to do justice, not only for victims, not just for the victims, but also for those who have been accused of crimes. So, based upon that statement, Mr. Altman, you were seeking justice for those three officers because somehow they were wronged by being fired and being under the gun which you placed upon them. You sought the grand jury indictment on them. Anyway, apparently, this guy, maybe he's getting on in his years. Maybe he's getting dementia or whatever. He's forgetting how to do his job. And if that's the case, should he still be the freaking state attorney? Should he be the district attorney? If he's going to mess up like that? But anyway, excuse me, and don't mind that. But anyway, something he's been doing for this long, and he's been able to make a technicality which gets a murder indictment thrown out on three former officers. After the review of everything, they were fired because they saw that they were culpable in their action. Just like the sheriff said, they were fired because they didn't follow correct procedures on use of force. But yet, despite all of that, Mr. District Attorney made a technical error of not keeping the court reporter there to have record of the grand jury testimony. And now the case gets thrown out. The judge says, okay, it's open for the case to be submitted again to a new grand jury with a court reporter present, but is the district attorney going to go through that again? Are the stories going to change after it's already been come out? What's going to happen here? We already know what's happening here. Let's not be dumb. The district attorney purposely threw the case. He is not going to go against his buddies. Those are buddies that he's used to help prosecute other people. He is not going to go ahead and make them go down for murder. He's not going to let them go down for, what are the charges again? Felony murder, involuntary manslaughter, false imprisonment, aggravated assault, simple battery, and reckless conduct. He's not going to let that go down on their heads. So guess what? Mr. Uri Lee Martin, your death was in vain. Your death was in vain. This is where the judicial system and law enforcement needs to draw the line. There cannot be buddy, buddy, I got your back, you got my back in this type of situation. There cannot be that. Everything should be separate. There should be a division. Fuck it. Build a wall, like Trump say. Let's build a wall. No fraternization. No quid pro quo. No. Everything has to be clear cut, black and white, and not in the racial form. So what's going to happen next for Mr. Martin? We'll see. Is the family going to seek to have this case pushed further through the court system? We'll see. But as of right now, those three officers are free. Former officers, they're free. And they're in the clear. And they can sleep at night with no problem. While the family of Uri Lee Martin continue to deal with the anguish of having to be drugged up as another statistic in American policing. I'm your host, Hassan Labduni. This has been TLE News. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/thelyricalelitist. Actually, no, it's facebook.com/lyricalelitist. You can visit the website, www.thelyricalelitist.com. On Instagram, it's TLETV. On YouTube, we have two channels. We have The Lyrical Elitist as well as TLETV. Once again, I'm your host, Hassan Labduni. Thanks for tuning in. Have a wonderful day.
Black turns, black power every hour. let the candles burn. Every 28 days is Black history. And my mama never said holidays were free. Hands up, don't shoot a nigga trying to breathe. Huey P. Eric on a woo next. Me, just the best of me. Four shots for the rest of me. Snapchat for the recipe. Garvey ain't no X to me. Rough fry, bow, X to we. The real Stevie B. Now who the cares? Fuck a nigga in pairs. Driving in pair for the police. And I won't leave on fire like emoji. Little Bo P. Hard dip. Pussy gon' see, pussy gon' speak. Ayy.
Be the one to tell you that it ain't right. Nah, it ain't right. Nope. Nah, it ain't right. Strike fear in the darkness of my wall. Apples in the name, find the answer in my talk. Same seat, you attack, chop the writings on the wall. My line graffiti, rhyme the BG painting, fuck you saw. I'm black man, black man.
Black man, black man.
Look, it ain't no fake. Black man shot down, it ain't love, it's hate. My nigga, you try to tell me what's straight, nigga. Trying to demonstrate, nigga, don't regulate. My nigga, hold on, let me set the record straight. For a nigga like me, man, I don't love to hate. I'm one of living one love, nigga, black king.
Black king
for a proud nigga, ain't no dream.
No reality
is a motherfucking must. They try to put me in shock, but what you doing? In the dust, something like the rest, they be down in the system. Well, I don't really give a fuck about the system.
Hell no.
The government, fuck everything your name. Fuck your white Jesus, fuck everything you claim. I put on black everything, nigga. Come through the streets and I spray paint, nigga. Should've had a gun in your hand, Trayvon. Should've had a gun in your hand, Mike Brown. Nah, that's another black man shot down. Nobody really gave a fuck about the gun sound. You gotta keep spinning like the world. Yeah, you don't love nobody, better love yourself. Stand up for the black kings, man. Black
pride,
black
everything.